USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mask mandate about to take effect in a major U.S. city and its surrounding county. St. Louis imposing a mandate that goes into effect Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked yesterday about imposing a national mandate.
One, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities.
St. Louis, the second largest county to impose a mask mandate after Los Angeles County. A St. Louis health official says the mandate will ensure a rise in cases doesn't overwhelm hospitals. Work underway to address safety concerns at the site of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida. A structural engineer telling county officials this week the foundational walls of the building could collapse. Miami-Dade County's mayor saying yesterday contractors are shoring and bracing the walls. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Our former commander in Afghanistan sees a bleak future there once U.S. troops leave. David Petraeus on Fox News yesterday and what he expects.
We'll see the return of al-Qaeda. We'll see millions of refugees flowing into other countries, particularly Pakistan. And we'll see, right, ultimately the return of a medieval, theocratic, ultra-conservative Islamist regime, the Taliban, controlling a good bit of the country.
Petraeus adds he's heartened by U.S. airstrikes this week against the Taliban, but the Taliban still has what he calls strategic momentum. The Taliban surge may have political consequences for President Biden. A new Gallup poll out yesterday shows Biden's approval rating at the lowest of his presidency, 50%. That's down 6 points from the last poll just a month ago. California's largest wildfire, just 18% contained. The Dixie Fire covering almost 143,000 acres in the Central Valley north of Sacramento. Meanwhile, the Tamarack Fire continues to grow along the California-Nevada border. It's now over 58,000 acres and is just 4% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
GM issuing another electric car recall. Wendy King has more.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some election equipment in Pennsylvania now decertified. Brad Bernard says more.
Pennsylvania's top election official has decertified the voting system of rural Fulton County for future elections, saying that an assessment by a third party had violated the Keystone State's election code. The Pennsylvania Department of State said in a statement dated July 21st that Wake Technology Services Incorporated's access to the county's voting system undermined the chain of custody requirements and strict access limitation necessary to prevent both intentional and inadvertent tampering with the electronic voting systems. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.